This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears a cowboy boot.
A new world order. We're done.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another week of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel. That's cute. That was cute.
It's Matt.
Darius is here.
Oh man. Look at you lovebirds over there. I'm all alone today. Skipper is not with us. So originally today, we were going to do Cryptid Tier 5. However, we scrapped that. And that's okay. But before we get into what we're talking about today, what you guys been up to? Anything new?
Mostly working for me.
Yeah.
But.
Mostly working.
What is.
I ordered some new stickers for us.
Yeah, we got the new logo. Thank you, Dodd, for that one. It looks really cool. What did you guys think about it when I
like
sent
it?
You?
Looks good. That was actually a really good one.
Yeah. Do you like all the cryptids that are on it?
Yes. Yes. I ordered it in holographic. Because I thought it would be best instead of matte.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'd have to. Oh, I do think that it would look good in both.
I also wanted to go try to order a poster just to see what it would look like.
Yeah.
It did not look good.
Oh.
Like, they just centered it.
Yeah.
And then just put blue on the rest of the poster. So I was like, yeah, right. Cancel that.
Damn, that'd have been sick. I think it'll look cool on a shirt.
Yeah.
That's what I can't wait to put it on.
Wait, I didn't know they're making an It Chapter 3. Or there's talk about it, at least.
I don't think they are.
I mean, there's no announcement, but I didn't know people were even considering it. Actually, being a thing.
There's the Dairy show coming out.
Yeah, that's
news for me. Show?
Yeah, and that's a prequel to the It.
Yeah.
If you did not know. But yeah, that comes out. Is that coming out on Peacock?
I don't know. I haven't heard about it either.
Oh, okay. Well, it's out there. By the time you guys see this, or listen to this, sorry, Oppenheimer and Barbie are going to be out, and that's like the highlight of the weekend. So I'm sure you guys might be listening to us on your way to the movie theaters. Daniel will be checking it out opening night, Thursday, by himself. It's going to be a great time.
I'm most likely seeing Oppenheimer Friday.
So Thursday for me, and it's IMAX. I'm excited for Oppenheimer. I'm excited for Barbie. It's gonna be a good one.
I think so.
Oh yeah, and I'll probably bring some candy.
Oh yeah,
probably bring some good candy. Yeah, dude, you check that out.
I did check that out.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Is that where you're gonna get your candy from?
Yep. Yep. Right there.
That's the three movies right there.
He just brings it and has it under his arm.
Yeah. Some people can do that, man. Like, yeah. If you know people at the theater, and as long as the manager's not around, it'll be cool. They'll be like, fuck it.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
They're just doing their jobs. They're just scanning the tickets.
Just like, dude, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody does it.
So, I'm trying to think. Oh, hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about something. We never really talked about that chick on the plane, right? That like freaked out and was saying that guy wasn't real and all that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You know what I'm talking about? The chick on the plane freaked out?
No.
Which plane?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a week, 2 weeks ago was like really big? The fuck have you guys been?
No, I haven't seen that.
I didn't say anything on that, man.
No shit.
I haven't seen that.
There's no way. Fucking look it up right now. Chick going crazy on a plane. about someone not being real. I cannot believe that you guys did not know this. Now I can't even fucking talk about it, but she like freaked out about some dude on a plane and stuff, and I don't know. I just wanted to see what you guys have all heard, but I'm pretty sure that I heard, I don't know, it's weird. I wanted you guys to listen to it or hear it, and then we could talk about it, but I don't know. Did you find it?
Yeah.
You never saw this? You hadn't seen it? What the fuck? Is that mad? I was like, I didn't realize that you understood that language.
Yeah. Took two whole classes.
You've never seen that?
No.
I've heard the audio.
I've never seen it.
I've never
seen it. Dude, this was like blown up. No. I'm ahead on you guys on something trending? That's amazing. That is ridiculous. Yeah, okay, you don't have to play it again. So what do you guys think about it?
Cut to Scooby-Doo from a Scooby-Doo movie.
What do you guys think of it? I heard that there was, he was like a lawyer, and there was something about like he like stole her ear pods or something. I don't know. It was weird, but she said you guys can stay on this plane and die, which was weird to me.
Hmm.
I don't know if you say that if that lawyer's being fake. You know, like, oh, I'm a lawyer. I wouldn't steal your AirPods. Like,
that's...
But no, that's weird.
Is there a reason why?
You think she did some mushrooms or something? Or
some psilocybin? But, no, I don't know. I just wanted to touch... I really can't believe you guys haven't seen it.
I didn't see the actual video. I've heard the audio, though.
You're always sending TikToks all the time.
I haven't seen anything on it.
That's insane. He goes, not really. He's like, it doesn't seem that big. It was huge.
Huge.
The submarine was probably the last thing I remember that was trending.
Oh, did you guys see what I sent you?
So,
did you guys see what I sent you about the submarine?
No. On Instagram?
On Instagram? Yeah, apparently it's on Instagram. Apparently the submarine's here.
It's here?
Like north of us in Beaufort or Beaufort. Huh. I don't know how.
Oh, the hidden submarine. So,
What's up with those, the messages you were sending with that chat?
What?
The
chat. Dude. Oh, that was my Bigfoot guy. That's the messages I was sending you. In the pictures, did you guys not look at them? Did you read them, Darius?
No, I haven't been able to. I've been going... You know, trying to get here.
I got you, buddy. He goes, I don't read and drive. He goes, that's dangerous.
Me watching Oppenheimer fucking split that teeny tiny little atom.
I think I sent you that, didn't I?
I think that's from The Idol.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
I haven't seen The Idol, but...
That was a good fucking meme.
Yeah.
Right there. I think that might be one of my favorites.
Teeny tiny little atom.
Do you like that one, Matt?
I saw that too, right? Yeah, I saw it already.
Yeah. Okay, but
My product was first launched in Japan, Oppenheimer.
You don't have to like read these.
You don't want me to read these.
Just don't play the Frieza one.
This one?
No.
No. But what is that? Don't play that.
That's the submarine one.
Oh yeah, isn't that weird?
Ocean Gate.
Isn't that weird?
It's just weird that it's called Ocean Gate.
Because it's a scandal.
It's like they're telling us right to our faces. Do you really believe that? All right, guys. So we're going to the topic now.
Ocean Gate relates to it.
Holy shit, it does. Great. I knew there was a reason why my brain was like, all right, Daniel, let's reel it in. You guys get it?
We're automatically getting in it.
Yeah, you see? Dropping the line.
Drop the anchor.
Let's cast it out.
Now, here we go. We're talking about the Megalodon.
We're going underwater.
Deep Impact.
Carcharodon Megalodon.
Just joking. That's a movie.
Great White.
Dude, I got Deep Impact actually on 4K the other day. Okay, so yeah. The Megalodon.
Deep White Shark.
So, Darius,
Deep Purple
while
shark.
We were talking about... What we were talking about... I was listening to Deep Purple when Matt came in.
Really?
Nice.
It was. Was I not? Did you not hear it?
Yeah, I saw it when...
Space Truckin'.
I walked in. I saw it on your laptop.
Space Truckin. That's why I was listening.
Space Truckin?
Yeah.
It's off the album you were telling me about, right?
Yeah.
The metallic looking one?
Yeah.
It is metallic looking?
Motorhead? Machine Head?
Is it?
Yeah, it's like purple. It's like a shimmer.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Hey, Apollo. I can't...
And it kind of has like the logo.
I have it. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Like Fight Club style, I think.
Yeah,
kind of.
Or Fight Club took it from that, but
right.
I mean,
but I'm just like I'm just telling you like something that I feel like you'd know.
I actually don't. I just Deep Purple. I don't really know that much about. But
so I think that album might be my favorite. One of my favorite.
I know they have one album where all their faces are like on Mount Rushmore.
Yes, but I don't know. I was thinking. Anyways, Darius, what did you know about the Megalodon? The Megalodon.
The biggest recorded shark in history, right?
Matt,
right?
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
The biggest fish.
Now, so this is Matt's field right here.
Megalodon tooth that we got.
Matt, you went to school to find megalodons.
Well, for normal biology, not marine biology.
But right.
However,
we live
yes.
by the marine.
But yes, I'm
face.
Yeah. I wanted to do it as well.
Yeah. So I have a couple teeth from a megalodon. By the way, we wanted to talk about this.
Mine at Counterfest.
Yeah, you did. You did get. Well, no, didn't you get that to your aunt?
I gave it to my grandma.
Grandma, okay. But it was a nice one, dude.
He said, I'm getting it back.
No, I'm not, but.
Oh, dude.
That wasn't the plan.
Dude, that was your grandma, man. You sneaky boy. You sneaky boy.
What?
Already in the will, huh? Anyways. She's a nice lady.
No,
but
no will. There is no will.
There's no will to live in.
So is that all you knew about it? Is that all you knew about the shark?
It's extinct, or supposedly extinct.
Allegedly
yeah. extinct. And right. I've seen pictures of like the jaw compared to like a human being. Or
well, have
jaw.
You been to Fort Fisher Aquarium?
Uh-uh.
They have one there. They have the jaws there.
What about the aquarium we went to in Wilmington? Didn't they have...
You mean at Emerald Isle?
Emerald Isle, yeah.
Yeah, on the Crystal Cove.
I feel like they had some stuff that was...
Yeah, they did, but I don't know if it was real or not.
Yeah.
The one in Fort Fisher
yeah,
was
they
real.
Yeah, but it was fake. It was a fake
Okay,
one.
Yeah.
It was real fake.
And then
it was real fake.
Real fake doors. And then in, we're in Myrtle Beach.
Ripley's one as well,
they
yeah.
also have one
like
there.
That was a fake real one?
Real fake doors.
Real fake
I one. Actually went to Fort Fisher last week.
Yeah,
it's.
I
felt like they used to have more.
We took Sloan out
because I took my nephew
last year.
Yeah,
and it was kind of for her. I think because it's so
cat
tight in there.
But your cat is going like hard on my leg right now.
Yeah, you like him?
No.
You getting into that?
He's a
you fucking weirdo. He's a cat, buddy. Don't let him do that to you. How about that? God, what are you, Skipper?
Grab by the fucking.
Well, don't kill him.
I'm not going to kill the cat.
I'm not going to kill.
He's
going to
seriously wound or maim.
Anyway, we went there. I don't know. But she really likes the Emerald Isle one.
Right.
And then she also really, I think she really enjoyed the Ripley's one.
I like Ripley's.
Yeah, Ripley's is cool. Ripley's is, I miss that we didn't do it in December still.
Yeah.
We broke a little. But, I mean, it was fun. That was still a great day. And it was a great time.
Well, we went earlier in the year. No, we went. No, it wasn't.
No, we went the last year.
Yeah. It was.
But,
Sorry.
You're good there.
So, not too long ago, we took Sloan out again to that one. And she liked it. I think the tunnel was really cool for her. So.
Because Fort Fisher, like, they of course, they have the big tank and everything. But they used to have, like, little smaller stuff. But it didn't seem like. They had much, they had the otters now.
Yeah. And then, I think the Emerald Isle one is my favorite.
Now, my favorite that I've been to is the Georgia Aquarium.
Yeah, well, I'm not that lucky. So. Oh, actually, no. I really enjoyed the Outer Banks. That one.
Oh, yeah.
That one was really good. But, yeah. Well, Matt, what do you know about the Megalodon?
Well, I know that it's. Basically the same thing. It's an extinct species of shark, but it's also the biggest shark ever recorded. It is also a relative of the great white.
White shark. Just white
shark.
Shark,
yes.
But yes, great white to other people. But yeah, it is. I want to say that those are they're known as like mackerel sharks.
Yes, and they're also also called mega toothed sharks. Mega, it's in the same family.
Right. But yeah, these sharks are they're pretty interesting, especially when you look at how big they are. And they do look like just giant white sharks, or at least that's how we depict them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure if that really is how it is.
But. So because of how sharks' bodies are, it's mostly just cartilage and muscle, so it all decomposes, and right. the only thing left is their jaws.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we know about what a megalodon looked like is how big its jaws are.
Right. So, yeah, dude, those teeth, I mean, they're big, man. I mean, some I've had one literally tip.
Yeah, it's my entire hand.
Yeah, like, and I mean, they were like, I think they were like, that's still like a 50-foot shark. And I'm like, that isn't, could you imagine just being in the water and seeing that?
Because I think they said,
dude, like, fuck that shit.
I think they said that they estimated it could get up to like 67 feet.
Imagine just being on a boat and just seeing the shadow.
Oh, no, you'd die.
Well, fun fact about that, there was, in World War II, a picture of, I think it was a U-boat,
mm-hmm.
that has a shark behind it, allegedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's, you see, its dorsal fin.
And its tail fin.
And its tail fin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, dude, that it is insane to think about. I mean, what do you guys, so, like, I feel like most people kind of know about the megalodon, right? It's this big fish, that's been around or that was around millions of years ago, like apparently 23 to 3.6 million years ago. Do you guys, what do you think of it, like the theory of it like evolving into like our white sharks or then maybe even still being around?
Well, it's not, I was going to say most species of shark has been around for millions of years, but they've also changed.
Right.
I could see like one branch of it evolving down to a smaller size, but
I mean, look at the rest of the world. I feel like everything got smaller, right?
But I also think that the time frame for it to do it was too small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a couple million years ago, but still.
Right. I mean, look at humans.
Right. We evolved and 500,000.
That's a lot.
So I mean, there's still room for that, but I don't think.
Like even when you look at the teeth, like and the similarities that the teeth look like, and you don't think you just think they're really closely related, or do you like?
I mean, they're like first cousins, basically.
First cousins. I don't know. I kind of think that they might be the white sharks.
So white sharks are Cacarodon cacarius, and megalodon. One of them is Cacarodon megalodon.
Right.
There's also different like subspecies of each.
Yeah, no, it's kind of insane to think about to me. It's like, I just think about like two school buses.
Yeah, that's fucking huge.
Like two school buses for a fish. And now I understand we have whales, so we can really think about like how big they are. But even whales are fucking crazy to me.
I just think something hunting blue whales like that.
So do you guys think, how about make the movie? Like when, like more on the theory that the shark swam to deeper depths. And then also,
like, what was it, like a subterranean pocket or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like something like that. You think that's a possibility? Well, or do you?
The only issue I have with that would be food.
Okay.
Because of how big it is. Right. And
yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of energy.
It needs a lot of energy to swim, and it's always moving.
Yeah.
And it has to eat a certain amount of food a day.
Right.
But there's also, we don't know a lot about its biology.
Right.
So we don't know if, it can eat one big meal and be good for months.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of crocodiles and snakes can do.
Right.
Or it needs to eat every day, like most whales.
I'm pretty sure sharks can do that too, because doesn't a bull shark do that?
I don't know. Because I know they...
Or wait, maybe they don't. Maybe they constantly eat. I can't remember. Maybe they all just constantly eat then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at that one, dude.
What are you doing over there?
Just sharks in your mouth.
He's fucking with their mouth open. Look at this one.
They have human teeth.
You want to see the stupid ass photo I'm looking at right now?
Yeah, sure.
Stupid ass. Make a brightness.
Okay. I see.
What are you doing, dude? No, I was looking at megalodons, and that's what popped up. And then you have the other one in the background, just
hi. That's funny. Darius, what do you think about these fish? Do you think they're still around? Do you think they're?
I don't think I have enough knowledge in that field to even grasp if it's even possible for them to be still around. How big they are. And I feel like, I don't know, though. At the same time, the ocean is pretty fucking big. So it's bigger than, there's more ocean than land. And it's deep as fuck. So,
Just look what it did in that submarine.
Look what it did to that submarine. It swallowed it. So,
All right.
Maybe a megalodon's,
a megalodon got it.
Just look at whales. Like most baleen whales, they eat tiny organisms to survive.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could go into the idea though of why would it be hard for us to see one in modern day times if they were still around? Just like
if they're deeper.
Unless they're deeper, yeah, that's the thing. But if they were just around where, blue whales were and all that stuff, I feel like it would definitely have been debunked by this point.
And, we know that some, like the sperm whale, they were carnivorous back in the prehistoric times.
Well, they still are.
Yes,
but there was...
It was a little different.
Right? There was the leviathan whale that was hunted megalodon.
Common is...
That's a kind of like an ancestor to sperm whales.
Yeah.
So common is it to see a blue whale?
Not very
common.
Mm-hmm. Just think how big the ocean is.
Yeah, I was gonna say so that
you can go for miles and not even know. Yeah.
So even if it miles isn't a lower depth, that definitely adds the possibility, or I should say, the possibility of you just not seeing it. Right. So,
was there? I can't remember. Was there more oxygen introduced into the ocean or less? As time went on.
So millions of years ago, we had a lot of plants.
Yeah, on Earth that happened. I know back then the air was more rich in oxygen. Right, but I'm trying to think of the ocean specifically because
I'm not sure if it went in, but the ocean is our number one producer of oxygen right now due to
over harvesting of
plankton and other stuff.
Shame. Gotta make that ocean work double time. And now we're throwing straws in there to hurt the turtles. Are you guys ready for that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie?
Looks pretty good. The cast, the voice cast is great.
Well, you don't think, what's wrong with
it? I haven't looked at it. I haven't seen the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You're not going to watch the trailer?
Probably not.
You going to watch the movie?
Probably not.
No waste for it to come on Netflix.
Netflix.
No, I unfortunately that new.
I thought the same thing, and I accidentally clicked on it today.
Yeah,
and it worked.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if they took it back.
Dude, holy shit! Did we just fucking find the hack? Oh my god, we should check that out. Okay, so again, you guys probably know a lot about the megalodon. This is a pretty popular subject, except for Darius. He doesn't know. He just knew it was a shark.
So what are the leading arguments that people are saying that it is still around?
There's not really. It went further deep in the ocean.
It's basically that it went further deep in the ocean, or they misidentified the white shark as a megalodon because they didn't know how big it was, how big they can get.
Right, I know, yeah.
But I'm not completely against that it could exist, because think of giant squid.
Yeah, we've talked about giant squid before.
Hundreds of years, people have talked about sea monsters and other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like the Kraken.
The Kraken with tentacles long as a ship wrapping around. And we're like, oh no, that's fake. That doesn't exist.
Well,
that's
a giant squid comes
out. It washes up on the beach.
It's like, oh, hello here. What do we have?
Right.
Giant squid.
And then we find live ones and other stuff like that.
You think the stories of giant squids attacking ships for real in any way.
Sure. I bet you. I'm pretty sure at a certain time there was probably bigger ones
and more.
Like yeah. And more. I bet you we've harvested a lot too. Like
terrifying.
If they, especially if the stories depicted are true,
you get a calamari.
Yeah, big.
Like, the biggest fucking calamari, right? Like watermelon size.
Tentacle wraps around the ship. Grab the axes. We're eating good tonight, boys.
One tentacle hits the ship. It wasn't even on purpose. The guy just everybody takes out the brooms and start hitting it. It just flies off into the ocean and they never see it again.
Yeah,
that's what caused the stories to start.
Right. Yeah. So.
You didn't add the Skittles to it. Oh, those are the freezer pops.
Yeah. Those are freezer pops, dude. They're delicious. I'll give you one after.
What? Okay. How does that work? Is it just like a...
Well, there's some in the freezer.
I know, I'm talking about like how do they...
They taste like Skittles.
It's like a marker? It looks like a marker.
Yeah, it's a marker.
You gotta like do your lips. You gotta like color in your lips.
No, that's the Skittle on top showing you which flavor it is.
I can't really see, so...
What? Dude, you really need to get your eyes checked, huh?
My eyes are fine.
Oh, okay. Okay there, big guy.
I'm not making this out from over there.
So, final thoughts, guys?
Okay, that makes more sense.
Final thoughts, Matt?
I'm not against it. Like, a few of them maybe existed recently, but...
A couple hundred years.
Yeah, but I don't think there might not be any out there right now, just because there's not enough...
Do we live in the...
Not enough food for them to eat.
Right, but do we live where they found, like, the most megalodon? Like, the graveyard? Is that where? Our coast?
Well, it's found all over the world. Like, there's some in, from Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, like, isn't... Like, look, off North Carolina's coast.
Fact check that.
I mean, there's a lot there. Like, and it's constantly being harvested.
It's oils.
it's oils. Oils down there. Yeah, no, they actually go by the what's it called? Frying pan.
So it's found.
That's a rig.
So their teeth are found in marine coastal deposits around the world. In the United States, they are mostly found along the southeastern Atlantic coast.
Just North Carolina.
So
that's just us.
Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina.
North Carolina. Got it. Just North Kakalaki. That's us. Darius, final thoughts?
I don't think they're around anymore.
Okay. Well,
I mean, thank God. Like,
seriously. Yeah, I mean, like, at the same time, it's not like such a bad thing.
You remember?
I mean, I don't.
Are you in the water?
Did you ever see the video?
Yeah. You'd be fine.
Just all those people out there in the water.
Huge, I think it was 20 feet long. The white shark jumping out of the water.
Yeah.
And it was the Australian news reporters talking about, like, that's massive.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm never getting back in the water. Yeah. If an Australian says that.
So, Matt, do you go in the water?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. So you're cool with it then. What's a megalodon going to do?
I mean, what do you
knee high in the water?
Imagine Soul Surfer if it was a megalodon.
movie over.
I don't think it's deep enough, man.
Oh, what was the one movie with the? You're
like, chicken. You just like,
what the fuck, dude?
Oh, what's that one movie with? what's Ryan Reynolds' wife's name?
Blake Lively.
Shallows. What if it? It was a megalodon in that movie.
Yeah, no.
It would die. It's the rocky beach, the rocks, man.
What if fucking Jaws was just megalodon?
No, that could work. That could work. I mean, he basically was.
Well, he's in between like a great white and a megalodon.
Yeah, he's fucking.
We need a fucking bigger boat.
Yeah. The bitch even start eating the boy.
The scene where he starts like putting shit in the water and it just like pops up and he just
he's chumming the water. Yeah. So Shark Week starts next week, guys.
July 23rd.
You guys check it out. Check it out. And don't eat sharks.
Shark fin soup is bad. Don't do it.
Don't fucking eat them. It's bad for you.
Support sharks.
But we'll
bad for you.
It's bad for you.
They're friends.
It's bad for you.
That's right.
They're not food.
Sharks are friends. We'll check you next week. Hopefully Skipper will be able to join us while we talk about some stories of World Trade Center number 7. Check you later. Oh, no.
Hollywood.